As he gave up two runs on four hits, struck out two, and walked six. Richardson walking in now, as Hamilton has already left and gone into the dugout. And while he warms up in the National League this afternoon, the Houston Astros took both ends of a doubleheader from the Chicago Cubs, 5-1 and 4-2. Dave Justy got the win in the first game, Ernie Broglio took the loss. Lee May and Rusty Staub had homers in the second game. Robin Roberts got the win. Dick Elguera took the loss. John Bateman and Adolfo Phillips had home run. At the end of five innings tonight, the St. Louis Cardinals 3 and the Philadelphia Phillies nothing. Bob Gibson for St. Louis. Jim Bunning for the Phillies. Ray Kelf in the sixth inning. Charlie Smith homered in the fourth inning with nobody on for the Cardinals. At the end of three and a half innings, Atlanta nothing, the Pittsburgh Pirates nothing, and time has been called in Pittsburgh because of rain. Must be raining out in that general direction because time was called in Cleveland after two and a half innings. At Pittsburgh tonight, Ken Johnson started for Atlanta. Vernon Law for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Giants play the Dodgers in a later start. Last night, the Dodgers won 2-1 in 13 innings. In the American League, the New York Yankees are at Detroit, and the warm-ups are Mel Stottlemyre for the Yankees and Mickey Lolich for the Detroit Tigers. Washington and Cleveland, no score at the end of two and a half. Pete Rickett against Sonny Siebert. Time call rain. The end of five innings of play. The Boston Red Sox won. The Baltimore Orioles won. Earl Wilson against Jim Palmer. First game of a twilight doubleheader. Kansas City 5. California Angels 1 at the end of four innings of play. Lopez against Hunter. Stanford relieved Lopez in the fourth inning. At the end of an inning, the Minnesota Twins 2. The Chicago White Sox nothing. Jerry Peters against Jim Gretsch. Harmon Killebrew homered in the first with one on. Leo Cardenas up, and he's being intentionally walked. With first base open here. Here's the pitch outside for ball two. Leo Cardenas is being intentionally walked on instructions from the manager. That'll bring up Johnny Edwards with the bases loaded. Ball three to Cardenas. And ball four. So Cardenas gets rid of the bat. Goes down to first, and they're loaded up with one away, and left-hand batter Johnny Edwards coming up here. He has singled and walked so far in the game. Gordon Richardson is making his seventh appearance of the season, all in relief. He has a record of no wins and one loss. Athletic at third, Johnson at second, Cardenas at first. Edwards at the plate with one man out. The score is tied, 2-2. Gordon Richardson's pitch is low for a ball. Again, the left-hander looks in for a sign. Left-hand pitcher working to the left-hand batter here. And it's low for a ball. Richardson goes behind. Two balls and no strikes. Darren Johnson drew a walk with the bases loaded in the first inning to drive in a run. Edwards at the plate with a count of 2-0 and the bases loaded here in the top half of the fifth inning. Pitch is low, and now Gordon Richardson has gone behind Edwards. Three balls and no strike. So he is one pitch away from walking in the go-ahead run. Pitcher Sammy Ellis is on deck. Here's a 3-0 delivery. Low, he walks, and it forces him around, and the Reds take a lead by a score of 3-2. Johnny Edwards gets a run batted in. That run statistically is charged against Jack Hamilton. Sammy Ellis coming up, bases still loaded, one man out. The book on Hamilton right now, 4 1/3 innings, allowed 3 runs on 4 hits, struck out 2, walked 6. Still responsible for Darren Johnson, who had moved around third base. Pitch is low and away for a ball. That is 9 consecutive balls thrown by Gordon Richardson since he came in. Of course, the first 4 were intentional. Then he walked Johnny Edwards on 4 pitch balls, and now he started off 1-0 with Sammy Ellis, the left-hand batter. The Reds 3, the Mets 2. Dennis Ryband is up and throwing in the Mets bullpen. 1-0 pitch, and it is low and away. And Jerry Grundy had to move way out to glove it, and here comes Wes Mustrom. He's going to make a change. The sign has gone to the bullpen. Gordon Richardson is going to leave this ballgame without ever having thrown a strike. He's gone 2-0, and the sign has gone to the bullpen for right-hander Dennis Ryband. Base is loaded, 1 man out. Westrom is there now waiting for Ryback to come on in. So that will be all for Richardson, as Ryback will be coming in to make his 8th appearance of the season. He had 1 start, which he won 5-1 over the Chicago Cubs. His other appearance is in relief. He has a record of 1 win and no losses. Dr. Peter Lamont, the team physician, injected the left elbow and recommended that McGraw not work for at least 15 days. And accordingly, tomorrow, the commissioner's office will be requested to put McGraw on the disabled list. Right now, as Dennis Ryband has come in here to warm up, we're going to step out for station identification. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.
810 on your dial, WGY Schenectady, the voice of the Mets in the Great Northeast. A General Electric station. The time now is 9:30.
This is Lindsey Nelson with Bob Murphy and Ralph Steiner here at Shea Stadium in New York, where the Cincinnati Reds have taken a 3-2 lead over the Mets. The Reds still have the bases loaded. There's only 1 man out. And Dennis Ryband has come in here. He'll be working to Cincinnati pitcher Sammy Ellis, who is a left-hand batter. And he'll be working with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. If he should walk Ellis, the walk would be charged against Gordon Richardson. If he should strike him out or otherwise retire him, it would be credited to Ryband. And we're about set to go as Ellis settles himself into the batter's box. Ryband looks to Jerry Grody to get a sign. This will be a 2-0 pitch. Ryband pumps and pitches. And it's low for a ball. 3 balls and no strikes. So the Mets are 1 pitch away from walking in yet another run with the bases loaded. Ryband with his 3-0 delivery. In there for a ball strike. It's 3-1 to Sammy Ellis. Ellis was bluffing down toward first. Steps back in now. This will be a 3-1 pitch. And it's in for a call, strike two, 3-2. Tommy Helms is waiting on deck. Ellis steps back and now up into the batter's box. This will be a payoff pitch with the bases loaded. And it's in for a call, strike three. The Rybat strikes out Ellis. Two away, and Tommy Helms is coming up now. Grounded out, fly it out, and hit into a force play. He's a right-hand batter. The Mets are not out of the woods by a long shot yet because the bases are loaded. Rybant working straight away with a pitch that is hit up the middle, and it is McMillan over, and he throws it back to second. He's safe, and a run scores. It is a base hit. The bases still are loaded, and the run scored. That ball was hit right back through the box. McMillan got over and cut it off behind the bag at second, and the only play he had was a flip back to second is Hunt. And it was handled, but just not in time. All hands are safe. The run scores, and the Reds lead by a score of 4-2. A base hit, and the run batted in for Tommy Helms, and Pete Rose comes up. That run also is charged against Jack Hamilton. The book is closed now on Hamilton. 4 1/3 innings, 4 runs, 4 hits. Struck out 2, walks 6. Pete Rose up, left-hand batter. Bases loaded, 2 men out. Here's a swing and a looper in the left, and Cranepool is there, and he makes the catch. So, 9 men went to the plate in the inning for the Cincinnati Reds. As they picked up a total of 3 runs, they had 2 hits. There were no errors, and for the third time tonight, they left 3 men off. Of course, the end of 4.5 innings is the Reds 4, the Mets 2.
That's Bugles and Drums, and you'll hear that each evening Monday through Friday at 5:45 on WGY when I bring you Spotlight on Sports, the only full 15-minute radio program in the area devoted exclusively to sports news of the day. This is Bill Carpenter inviting you to hear Sports Spotlight each day, and to tune in Mondays and Thursdays at 5 minutes past 7 p.m. for 2 new programs of auto racing news, Northeast Racing Roundup on Mondays, and Speedway Highlights on Thursdays. And these programs are only part of WGY's extensive and intensive coverage of sports. Monday through Friday at 6:15, horse racing fans will like Howard Tupper's Track Talk. Golf enthusiasts will enjoy Bill Edwardson's Golf Talk on Thursdays at 6:35 p.m. with questions from golfers and answers from pros. All this, plus Mets baseball and national sports coverage from NBC on WGY, your reliable station for sports in 26 counties of New York and New England.
We're going to the bottom half of the fifth inning now, and the New York Mets trail by 2 runs. They will send up Roy McMillan, who's been up one time and grounded out second to first. Sammy Ellis started. He's been in all the way for the Cincinnati Reds. The Mets did not get a hit off Sammy Ellis until the fourth inning. When with one man out, pursued single, and Johnny Lewis triple down to the right field corner, and on the relay, an error was charged against Pete Rose as Johnny Lewis came all the way around and 2 runs scored. Here's a pitch to McMillan, low and away for a ball. Sammy Ellis has struck out 3 and walked 2 in this game tonight. He came into the game with a record of 1 win and 5 losses. Here's a 1-0 pitch, and it's in there for a call strike to McMillan. There's Jerry Grody waiting in the on-deck circle. This pitch is low and away. 2 balls and 1 strike to Mac. The Reds have 4 runs on 5 hits, and the Mets have 2 runs on 2 hits. Pitch. Swung on and foul back. Levels the count at 2-2 now to McMillan. Cincinnati Reds are playing McMillan straight away. McMillan himself spent 10 years in the uniform of the Cincinnati Reds. Swing and a drive in the center field for a base hit. McMillan turns at first and holds there. That ball really jacked Sammy Ellis as he ended up in the dirt and getting out of the way of that line shot that low bridged him on the way to center field. Brushing the dirt off his uniform right now as McMillan blasted that ball back through the box and out into center field, and Sammy Ellis hit the deck. Leadoff single for the Mets here. Brings up Jerry Grody, the catcher. He's been up one time and got it out second to first. Leo Cardenas comes over from his position at shortstop. Stays helping to pitcher Sammy Ellis. And we're going to get a little action down to the Cincinnati bullpen for the first time tonight. Ellis now off the stretch with McMillan leading at first. The pitch is in for a call strike. Dennis Rybant on deck has been called back by manager Westrom for a word, and now Rybant comes back on deck. Here's a pitch, and Grody is hit with a pitch ball and will go down to first base. He was turning inside and was hit by the pitch ball. He's all right. McMillan moving on to second. And Brenda Gus Marks pauses on the step. Coach Joe Guidara checks with Grody and says to Mark, he's all right. Grody doesn't need any medical attention, and the Mets get runners at first and second. And Dennis Rybant is coming up in what is here a sacrifice situation. The Mets trail by two runs. They have two runners aboard with nobody out. Rybant looks down to Whitey Herzog. The coach is third, the sign man for the Mets. Cincinnati Reds set up their defense against the punt. And the pitch. He squares and bunts the ball. Foul. Trying to push it down the third baseline. It is strike one. Reds are playing a defensive Pavletic, the first baseman charging. Pitcher Sammy Ellis coming off to cover on the third base side. And Tommy Helms hanging around the bag, hoping for the force there. Jan Ellis. Instead, here's the pitch, and it's bunted on and missed for strike two. Don Nottebohrt and Billy McCool are throwing in the Cincinnati bullpen. Nottebohrt and McCool. Well, let's see if manager Wes Westrom has Rybant running all the way. Bunted on the first pitch and fouled it off. Bunted on the second and missed it. He squares the bunt. And it's in for a call, strike three. He didn't offer, and he's out on strike. That is the fourth strikeout for Sammy Ellis in the game. One away for the Mets here in the bottom of the fourth, and Ron Hunt is coming up. He has slid to right and popped out to first base so far tonight. The Reds four, the Mets two. Up and set, and the pitch is low for a ball. It's 1-0. Met runners leading at first and second. 1-0 pitch to Hunt. Hit on the ground, foul back at third. Coach Whitey Herzog fields it on the coaching mat and returns the ball to pitcher Sammy Ellis. Met base on Roy McMillan returns to second. Jerry Grody returns to first. Ellis again sets the 1-1 pitch. Swung on and hit in the air to center field. Made a defensive range is back. McMillan is tagging at second. Benson makes the catch. McMillan comes on over to third now. No play on him there, and Cardenas tags the bag on an appeal, but umpire Stan Landis at second says McMillan did not leave early. He's safe at third. Two men out, runners at first and third, and Ed Pursue is coming up. The Reds lead 4-2. Brown out, flying out to Pinson in center field. Pursue is 1-for-2 in tonight's game, and has scored one run. The Reds have scored four runs, two of them coming in circumstances of the batter drawing a walk to the bases loaded to force in a run. Pursue a right-hand batter facing right-hand pitcher, Sammy Ellis. Swing a foul ball down the right field line out of play. Strike one to Pursue with Johnny Lewis moving out to the on-deck circle. It was Pursue who delivered the first hit the Mets got tonight off Sammy Ellis in the bottom half of the fourth inning. Again, Ellis up and set. Strike one delivery. And it's high for a ball. One and one. Pursue started to go late off at the last moment. The Reds are playing Pursue straight away. This is a 1-1 pitch. And it's in there for a call, strike two. One and two. Pursue swinging the bat as he waits. This will be a 1-2 pitch. Swings and misses, and Sammy Ellis gets his fifth strikeout. Side is retired with no runs, one hit, no errors, and two left. Towards the end of five full innings is the Reds 4 and the Mets 2. Well, as you know, some of the biggest days at Shea Stadium this year have been the fan club days. The days when fans can come out and meet their favorite ball player. Certain days and nights are designated as fan club days. For instance, tonight is Dick Stewart fan club night, and before the ball game, some 200 of Dick Stewart's fans met him in the fan club room and talked to him. There is one May fan club date left. That is one more date in the month of May. That'll be on May 31st. Philadelphia Phillies will be in here for the regular scheduled game, and Jack Fisher will meet his fans on the 31st. There are six fan club dates in June. Now, the way it works, after you have entered Shea Stadium on a fan club date, you can visit your favorite player in the fan club room, but you must obtain fan club tickets in advance. And to do that, you write to Met Fan Club, Shea Stadium, Flushing, New York. Or you can pick them up at any regular Met ticket outlet. For instance, on June 1st, Dennis Ryback will meet his fans. There'll be other June dates announced later. Choice, box, and reserve seat tickets are available to be purchased when you write in. But, we repeat, fan club tickets must be ordered in advance, even if you already have the necessary baseball admission ticket for that day. Top half of the sixth inning, Vada Pinson is up to lead off for the Cincinnati Reds. Five inning totals for the Reds, four runs, five hits, one error for the Mets. Two runs, three hits, one error. Dennis Rybant's pitch to the left-hand batter is high and away for a ball. Ken Rybant looks to Jerry Grody. Starts to work with a 1-0 pitch to Vada Pinson. And it swung out and missed. One and one. Pinson flied to center, walked and walked so far in this game. Has a batting average of an even 333. Vada Pinson off to a fine start this year for the Cincinnati Reds. Has played right field and center field. 1-1 pitch. Swung on and fouled back. One and two. Although in recent years he has been identified as the center fielder in Cincinnati Reds, Vada Pinson came up as a right fielder. And Don Hefner moved him back to right this year for the most part. He is playing center tonight. Here's a 1-2 pitch. Outside for ball. 2-2. On that same McClymont High School team in Oakland, California, on which Simpson played, along with a number of other outstanding stars, including Frank Robinson, Simpson did some pitching. Here's a 2-2 delivery. Swung on and fouled out. Count holds 2-2 to Simpson. Don Pavletic here in the on-deck circle. Defensively, the Mets are shaded around to his right, playing Beta Pinson to pull. Ryband turns now to get his sign. The Reds are leading by a score of 4-2. 2-2 delivery, and it is swung on and foul back. The count continues at 2-2 to Beta Pinson. He'll be on the air tomorrow afternoon at 1:55. It's a 2 o'clock game tomorrow. Mets and the Reds with Jim O'Toole going against Jack Fisher. Fisher got back in the starting rotation with his victory over the Giants last Saturday afternoon. He had been in the bullpen. Prior to that, Fisher got his first victory of the season last Saturday. Now 2-2 pitch to Pinson. Changes, and it is off the glove of Ryback to second. Taken by Hunter, and he throws on but not in time. A base hit for Pinson off the glove of Ryback. Hunt had to change direction after the ball glanced off the glove of Ryback. It was handled cleanly by Hunt and on over to Dick Spears, but not in time to get something. And that's a leadoff base hit for the Reds in the top of the second. Five on Pavletti. Single struck out and was hit by a pitch ball. He scored one run. Hitting cleanup and manager Don Hefner, Cincinnati batting order. Swing and a fly ball to center field. Leon Jones just back. He has it lined up. Simpson is halfway on the fly ball to center. Leon makes the catch, and Simpson returns to the bag at first. One away. Now Art Shamsky, a left-hand batter. Walk, slide to left, and slide to left. Shamsky right now is batting .355. He leads the Cincinnati Reds in home runs with 6. With the pitch outside for a ball. Started him off with an off-speed delivery. Stewart holds against the runner at first, and Ryban throws over. Not in time. Benson takes his lead. Here's a pitch high. 2 balls and no strikes to Art Shamsky with Darren Johnson on deck. We're in the top of the sixth with the Reds leading the Mets by a score of 4-2. Cincinnati took an early lead getting a run in the top half of the first inning. The Mets got 2 in the bottom of the fourth. They got a 2-1 lead. Here's a pitch low for a ball, 3-0. The Reds came back to get 3 in the top of the fifth, and they lead now by a score of 4-2. Mets pitching issued 8 walks in the first 5 innings. Hamilton walked 6. Richardson walked 2, one of them intentionally. Now Ryban has gone 3-0 to Shamsky with one man out. That's outside, and Shamsky draws the walk. The first run issued by Ryban. The 9th walk given up by Mets pitchers tonight gives the Reds runners at first and second. One man out and Darren Johnson coming up. He walked with the bases loaded to drive in a run in the first. He singled a right in the fourth, and he doubled to drive in a run in the fifth and later scored himself. Pitches inside low for a ball. Trivan takes a moment now, working on the ball, turning his back to the plate. Tenth and the second, Shamsky at first. Now the 1-0 delivery. And it's in there for a called strike. One and one. Darren Johnson, who batted in 130 runs last year for the Cincinnati Reds. Played third base last year, first base the year before, is playing left field this year. This will be a 1-1 delivery. Five at plus the throw to second. Nobody there. Holds up. Simpson back to the bag. Now again off the stretch. The 1-1 pitch. Hit in the air to left center. Cleon Jones is back there. Pinson tags at second base. Cleon makes the catch, and here's the throw to third. Pinson on his way slides in safely. Both runners move up. Both runners move up after the catch. Two away. And that'll bring up Leo Cardenas. Off to short. Hit into a forced play and walk. He's a right-hand batter. Well, it's hit deep to left center, so deep that both runners could tag and move on. Cleon Jones making a throw to third, which enables Art Chansky, the runner at first, to move on up to second. The Reds lead 4-2. Rivan working to the right-hand batter, in there for a called strike. Again, Dennis turns to look in for a sign. Thompson pitches. Swung on, hit in the air to right field, and Johnny Lewis moves over. He's there. And Lewis makes the catch to retire the side. So the Reds got no runs, but one hit in the walk, no errors, and two left. And the score at the end of 5.5 innings is the Reds 4 and the Mets 2. Maybe you're familiar with the Japanese tea ceremony, but tea's not the only. Runs will send up Johnny Lewis to lead off here. Johnny struck out in the first inning, but he tripled to drive in a run in the fourth, and when Steve Rose mishandled the relay, he came all the way around to score himself. Sammy Ellis started for the Reds. He's been in all the way. Now the pitch is low for a ball. Dick Stewart is waiting on deck for the Mets, who have had only three hits off Sammy Ellis here tonight. Playing a high fly ball to right field. Art Chansky moves in underneath. He's there and waiting, and he makes the catch. So there is one away, and Dick Stewart coming up. He lined to right and walked so far in this game. The Mets play here tomorrow afternoon, then go on the road, and their next homestand is on Memorial Day, when it'll be the Mets and the Phillies and a doubleheader here at Shea Stadium. For a ball, it's good. Ed Crane Poole has moved out to the on-deck circle. Hello, delivery. Land in the center field for a base hit for Dick Stewart. Returned by Vada Simpson, and Stewart is on with the fourth hit of the inning for the Mets off Ellis. Cranesville coming up. One away. Cranesville has walked and struck out so far. And they're getting a little action again down in the Cincinnati bullpen for the second time tonight. Don Nottebart and Billy McCrew were throwing down there earlier. Here's the pitch to Cranesville, swung on. It's foul back. It's coming out of play. Johnny Edwards gives it a run, but this one is among the people. Strike one. Cincinnati leading the Mets by a score of 4-2, and the Mets trying to battle back here. Mets left two runners stranded in the fifth. They have Stewart on at first base right now. Sammy Ellis off the stretch now with the pitch. Swung hard and hit in the air to left field. Drifting back there is Aaron Johnson. He has it lined up. He makes the catch. Halfway, Stewart goes back to the bag at first. There are two men out. And Cleon Jones is coming up. Billy McCool and Don Nottebart both throwing again in the bullpen for the Cincinnati Reds. Cleon Jones has hit into a double play on a ground ball to short and slide to center field so far in this game. He's a right-hand batter. Pitch swung on and popped up toward shortstop. Leo Cardenas on the outfield grass is there underneath, and he makes the cut. So the side is out with no runs, a hit, no errors, and one left. Score at the end of six full innings is the Reds 4 and the Mets 2.
Too bad about radio.
Oh, what do you mean?
Well, since television, you know, hardly anybody listens to radio anymore.
Oh, I wouldn't worry about that if I were you. There's a radio in use for every man, woman, and teenager in America.
Really? Gee, I'd hate to think of them all turning them on at once.
They do. Every morning.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your pulse and mumble radio. Who listens to radio? If it's summer, winter, spring, or fall, who listens to radio? Only 150 million people. That's
we go to the seventh inning, and Johnny Edwards will be up against Dennis Rabin. Cincinnati in front, 4-2. Dennis relieves Gordon Richardson in the fifth inning. And his fastball is over on the inside corner, strike one. The crowd tonight at Shea Stadium on a rather chilly night, 14,640. And a total crowd at Shea of 16,008. Here's the windup pitched by Ryben, a towering infield pop fly on the left side of the diamond. Roy McMillan in the run of the outfield grass, patient for the out. One away, nobody on, and while we're waiting on the pitcher, Sammy Ellis to come on and hit. Let's pause for station identification. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.
This is the voice of the Mets in the Great Northeast, WGY Schenectady. It's 10 p.m.
Murphy with Lindsey Nelson and Ralph Kader. Right now, as Shea said, the excitement is centered on a kitty cat. I don't know where the kitty cat came from, but it's from out of the stands and out onto the field. And this little kitty is really romping around out there, and all the players are turning to watch it. Now it runs down into the Mets dugout. It was not a black cat. So there's no need for any superstition. Here's the pitch on the way, and it's over at the knees for a call strike to Sammy Ellis. Sammy, 0 for 3, was struck out his last time up. Sammy batting left-handed against Ryback. A ground ball hits the shortstop. Roy McMillan comes up with it smoothly, throws to Stewart, two men down. So two up and two set aside by Denny Ryback. Now the top of the batting order for Tommy Helm. Helms, the third baseman, batting 247. Had an infield hit his last time up. He has 1 for 4, and his infield hit drove in Cincinnati's fourth run. The Reds have 4 runs, 6 hits, and 1 error. The Mets, 2 runs, 4 hits, and 1 error. Outside and low, ball one. An afternoon game tomorrow, starting at 2 o'clock. Left-hander Jim O'Toole pitching for Cincinnati and Jack Fisher for New York. The last game of the homestand. A high pop fly down the third baseline. Hit pursuit near the bag in fair territory. Takes it for the out. A very strong inning for Dennis Ryback. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left on. Seventh inning stretch time at the end of 6.5. Cincinnati Reds 4 and the New York Mets 2. Sometimes things roll easy and sometimes they don't roll at all. Either way, here's a song with a message for you.
Roll on a boat. Roll on an easy. How can I roll when the wheels don't go? This old Ohio killed a John Henry.
And in New York City, more people roll on easy with Rheingold Extra Dry than with any other beer. Maybe they like our natural carbonation, but whatever it is, we must be doing something right.
Roll on, buddy. Roll on easy. The heart that I roll. When the wheel don't burn.
Last of the seventh inning, the crowd settling back into their seats. The Mets trailing by 2 runs, and they send Roy McMillan up to lead off against Sammy Ellis. Last time Mac was up, he almost knocked Ellis right out of this ball game. Sammy will never come any closer to being hit by a line drive than he was. When Mac hit a line drive right back at his head, he just barely got out of the way. It's in for a strike on the outside corner. Sammy obviously is a young man of considerable courage. He was not shaken by that narrow miss. Curve is fouled back toward the Cincinnati dugout. No play. Now a 2-strike count on Roy McMillan. Jerry Grody on deck. Mets bullpen is on call in the event West Western elects to send up a thin hitter. 2-strike delivery. A fly ball hits foul down the right field line, running hard for it. Art Chamsky, but he has no play. It's in the field box. Larry Benares and Billy Hepler are now warming up in the Mets bullpen. West Western brought Billy Hepler in the game last night with the bases loaded, one out, to pitch to left-handed hitting Johnny Edwards. And Billy Hepler got Edwards to hit the ground ball right back to the mound into a double play that entered the inning. Hepler then left the ball game for a pinch hitter. 2-strike pitch. Foul tip off the bare hand of Johnny Edwards. This weekend, a 4-game series with the Giants in San Francisco. A Friday night game. Saturday afternoon, a doubleheader Sunday. We'll be broadcasting all 4 of the games back to New York, and we will be televising the Saturday and Sunday doubleheader back to New York. The 2-strike pitch gets up high, and Mac lays off. 1-2. Sammy Ellis trying to snap a 4-game losing streak and win his 2nd game of the year. fancy a sign, the 1-2 pitch, inside and high, it's 2-2. Cincinnati had 2 20 game winners last year, Danny Ellis and Jim Maloney. Ellis won 22, Maloney won 20. Maloney pitched one of the strongest games you'll ever look at in the opener of this series last night. Ground ball hit hard down to third, fielded by Tommy Hell. The long throw is in time, and McMillan is out. Mack hit that one good, but right out the third baseman, Tommy Hell. Now Chuck Hiller has come out of the dugout, and Chuck is going to bat for Jerry Grody. Skipper Wes Westrum making a move here to try and get something going. So Chuck Hiller is batting for Jerry Grody. Chuck, a left-hand hitter. Batting 462 with six hits and 13 times up. We'll bring you right up to date on all of the other games at the end of the inning. Here's the wind-up and pitch by Ellis, and the ball is a pop foul back toward the backstop. Maybe playable. Back comes Edwards near the backstop. He's got it. Now Dennis Radman is being called back to the dugout, and Johnny Stevenson will hit for him. Two outs, nobody on. Johnny Stevenson batting for Dennis Radman. Johnny is hitting 333 with six hits and 18 times up.
Batting for Radman, number 12.
Another strong relief job tonight by Dennis Radman. Dennis worked 2 2/3 innings, allowed no runs, gave up 2 hits. They were both infield hits. Sammy Ellis looking in now for his sign. Delivers to Stevenson under the knees. 1 ball, no strike. Mets will have their fourth pitcher in the ball game when the Reds come in to hit in the eighth inning. Larry Benath and Bill Hepler on call in the bullpen. The 1-0 delivery, and it's an infield pop fly hit out behind the mound, between the mound and second. Helms comes up on the mound, falls down, and makes the catch. The wind, which is blowing in today from center field, started bringing that pop fly right back toward the mound, and when third baseman Helms, who had moved over behind the mound, started to come up on the mound to catch the ball, he fell to his knees, but reached up and made the catch. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left. The Mets unable to get the ball out of the infield against Sammy Ellis to home seventh, and now at the end of seven, Cincinnati 4, the New York Mets 2. This afternoon, the Houston Astros, a hot item in the National League, they've won 15 of their last 19, swept the doubleheader from Leo DeRocher's Cubs at Wrigley Field, Chicago. They won the opener 5-1 on a seven-hitter by Dave Justy, his fourth win. They had home runs by Lee May and Rusty Staub, and they beat Ernie Brolio. They completed the sweep by winning the nightcap 4-2. Robin Roberts winning his third with Ray Moan in the seventh. Johnny Bateman homered. The loser was Dick Ellsworth. Tonight, the Philadelphia Phils, with 3-6 and 1-7, have gone in front of the St. Louis Cardinals 4-3 at the end of seven. Culp in relief of Bunning, Wudishek in relief of Gibson. Bill White hit a 2-run homer in the sixth inning for Philadelphia. The Atlanta Braves lead the Pittsburgh Pirates on a 2-run homer by Henry Aaron, his 13th of the year. He leads the major leagues. It's Atlanta 2, Pittsburgh 1 after 5.5. Ken Johnson against Vern Law. Later tonight, starting at 11 o'clock, the Giants and Dodgers in Los Angeles. The Dodgers won in 13 innings last night, 2-1. Regan the winner in relief, and Frank Lindsay was the loser. With Roy White hitting a 2-run homer in the fourth inning, the Yankees now have extended their lead over Detroit to 5-0 in the top of the fourth inning. Mel Stottlemyre against Mickey Loley. Washington 1, Cleveland nothing after 5. Pete Rickard dueling Sonny Siebert. The Red Sox and the Orioles are tied 1-1 at the end of 8. Earl Wilson against Jim Palmer. First game of a doubleheader, Kansas City 7. The California Angels 1 at the end of 7. Catfish Hunter is on the mound for Kansas City. Lopez, Sanford, and McLaughlin for the Angels. Minnesota 2, Chicago 1 after 4.5. Gary Peters against Mudcat Grant. The Twins got 2 in the opening inning on Harmon Killebrew's 2-run homer. Larry Benares is the new pitcher, and Johnny Stevenson is behind the plate. Chuck Hiller is now playing third, and Eddie Brasseau has moved to short. Those are the changes for New York. As we go to the eighth inning, we'll have to determine. Now West Western places the new men in the batting order. Stevenson will be hitting ninth. Hiller will be hitting eighth. They were pinch hitters, and both stayed in the ballgame. Pete Rose punts the ball down the third baseline. Two-handed pickup. The throw not in time. It gets away from Dick Stewart, but Rose will not advance. A bunt single for Pete Rose, leading off in the eighth inning.
Number 2, moving to shortstop. Number 1, in pursuit. Number 1.
Larry Benares will be hitting in Roy McMillan's spot in the batting order. For Larry Benares, his ninth relief outing. And he has his work cut out for him now on the bunt single by Pete Rose on the first pitch that Larry threw. It was a beautiful bunt down the third baseline, and now Beta Pinson is up. Throw to first, not in time. Larry's last outing was Friday night in the 17th inning game against the Giants. He worked one inning, allowed no runs, no hits. He's around the bunt, doesn't offer, and it's inside. One strike count on Beta Pinson. Chuck Hiller in close at third. Pinson tonight has 1-for-2. He has drawn 2 walks. So he's been on base 3 times out of 4 times up. A throw to first, not in time. Now Larry up in the set position, keeping an eye on the runner. Throws to first, not in time. Larry trying to keep Pete Rose as close as possible. The Reds in front, 4-2. We're in the top of the eighth inning. Now the pitch on the way. A fly ball hit the center field fairly deep. Moving back is Cleon. Deep in left center, he's there and makes the catch. Fans, when you pull the tab on the new Rheingold Extra Dry Chugga Mug, the top comes off with a hiss that sounds like that good Rheingold flavor inside. 6 12-ounce mugs to the carton, and you'll find them in the Chugga Mug display at your local store. One out and one on. Don Pavletic, the first baseman and cleanup batter, is the hitter against Larry Benares. Pavletic, 1-for-3 tonight. He also has been hit by a pitch. Big bat in the Cincinnati lineup tonight has belonged to Darren Johnson. Here's the pitch on the way. It's under the knees, 1-ball and 0-strikes. Dick Stewart holding against the base runner, Pete Rose. Now Larry eyes the runner and throws to first base. Larry has an excellent pickoff move, and he's very conscientious about trying to hold runners. He relies on a sinker, and if he can hold that runner, he's got a good chance for the double play. Outside and low, it's 2-0. Two balls, no strikes on Don Pavletic. day game tomorrow starts at 2 o'clock. It's the last game of the homestand. The Mets and Giants, Friday night in Candlestick Park. Larry behind on the count delivers 2-0, outside and low, and goes behind Pavletic 3-0. Don Pavletic, batting 316. Pavletic hit over 300 last year with the Reds, catching and playing first base. Now the pitch on the way. It's in for a strike, 3-1. He was up 191 times and batted 319. Year before last, he divided the year between San Diego and Cincinnati. Athletic, husky, right-hand batter. They play him around the left in the outfield. He cocks the bat, the 3-1 pitch. Foul ball off his right leg. So the string is out now, 3-2, and let's keep an eye on speedy Pete Rose. See if Don Hefner has him running. Athletic is 5'11 and weighs about 215. Top of the eighth inning, Reds have a two-run lead. They're in front, 4-2. Now Larry Benares with a full count on Pavletic at 3-2. Dick Stewart holding against the base runner, Pete Rose. Rose now starts to build his lead. And Benares throws over. Pavletic deep in the batter's box. There goes Rose. Here's the pitch, a ground ball hit down to third. The only play is to first, Hiller's peg, in time. Pavletic is out, and moving to second goes Pete Rose. Now there are two away, Rose in scoring position, and the batter coming up is Art Chamsky. Chamsky has flied to left and lined to left. He also has walked twice in the game. So Art Chamsky is 0-2, batting at 355. Left-hand hitter. Prior to last season, Chamsky made the Cincinnati ball club with a great spring, but played in only 64 games during the season. The left-hand hitter waits. A fly ball hits the right center, and it's well hit. Running hard is Cleon. He's there. Makes the catch. Jones tracking it down on the edge of the warning track in right center field. Been a busy night at center field for Cleon Jones. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left. At the end of 7.5 innings, the Cincinnati Reds 4 and the New York Mets 2.
This is WGY News. This is the sound that means news. Up to the minute, concise, and complete. From the facilities of NBC, Associated Press, United Press International, the United States Weather Bureau, a staff of stringers throughout a 26-county area, and a newsroom staff of experienced news people, WGY keeps you informed of the latest happenings. More than 20 times a day in regularly scheduled newscasts, from 6 in the morning to midnight, WGY brings you the latest news from around the world, around the area, and across the street. And when something newsworthy happens, you get it in bulletin form when it happens. All this, plus specialized programs on farm news, sports, weather, and business, make WGY's news department your best information center for what's going on in the world today.
Coming in the ball game now for Cincinnati. Art Shansky moves over to left. Aaron Johnson comes out of the lineup. And Ron Hunt leads off for New York in the last of the eighth inning. Now the crowd. Here as Jay starts to cry, let's go Mets. And Hunt pops the ball in the air to short center field. It could be trouble. Racing back as Rose, in comes Benson. And Benson makes the catch. He caught it in very short center. I think we said Johnson came out. It is Shamsky who comes out. Johnson, who has had the big bat in the ball game tonight for the Reds, remains in the ball game in left field. Eddie Bersu looks for the curve thrown by Sammy Ellis. It's over for a strike. Eddie has one for three. Ellis has given up just four hits. The Cincinnati pitching has really been tough last night and tonight. A foul ball back over our broadcasting booth, no play. Last night, Jim Maloney gave up just two singles. Tonight, Sammy Ellis has given up two runs. Only one of the two was earned and has allowed just four base hits. Two-strike delivery. Bounced off to the left, no play. Cincinnati with a starting rotation of Jim Maloney, Sammy Yellis, Milt Pappas, and Jim O'Toole has quite a quartet to present to the National League hitters. The basis of that tremendous pitching, many of the scribes in the preseason poll tabbed Cincinnati as the favorite to win the National League flag. A swing and a miss, he struck him out. Ed Bersu struck out by Sammy Ellis, his sixth strike out of the game. Johnny Lewis up. Fouls the pitch off toward the dugout. Strike one. Johnny's triple to right field drove home Ed Bersu with the first run by the Mets tonight. And with Shamsky's throw coming in from right field, got through Pete Rose. Johnny then came on down the line to score. Way inside. That brushed him away from the plate. One ball and one strike on Johnny Lewis. The run-scoring triple for Johnny Lewis gave him his 11th RBI of the young season. The 1-1 delivery. He lays off and it's up high. Two balls and a strike. Johnny was experimenting with eyeglasses late last season. Midwinter testing convinced Johnny that he did not need them. Pitching 2-1. Fastball under the knees, three balls and a strike. Three and one on Johnny Lewis. Dick Stewart waiting on deck. Now the 3-1 pitch, he takes all away. Low, ball four. And Dick Stewart is the tying run as he comes up. Third walk given up by Sammy Ellis, and Stewart is the tying run at bat. The Cincinnati bullpen has been busy a number of times tonight, and it will get busy again. Don Hefner has tagged Don Nadebar, a right-hander, and left-hander Billy McCool to be ready. Let's go Mets cries to be heard at Shea now. As Dick Stewart cocks the bat. Here's the pitch by Ellis. Fast ball of strike on the outside corner. Billy McCool and Don Nadebart warming up. As Johnny Lewis reaches on a walk with two men down, last of the eighth inning. Now Ellis delivers to the plate a curve outside. One ball, one strike. Dick has been on base 2 out of 3 times up tonight. After he lined out to the right fielder in the second, he drew a walk in the fourth inning, and he singled to center field in the sixth inning. One delivery. Low outside, 2-1. Eddie Crane Brule kneeling in the on-deck circle. Yogi Berra and Whitey Herzog talking it up on the coaching line, hoping the Mets can keep it going. Reds have their outfield deep against Stewart, and Benson has swung over to left center. A nice to second, taken on one hop by Rose. He throws the ball to Cardenas for the fourth play on Johnny Lewis. He had an easy play, and he elected to throw to first base. He made an underhand toss to Cardenas, and that was a close play at second. The bat is out. No runs, no hits, no errors, one left. 8 innings complete. The Reds 4 runs, 7 hits, and 1 error. The Mets 2 runs, 4 hits, 1 error. Fans, to get your copy of the Mets yearbook by mail, simply send 50 cents plus 15 cents for postage and handling. The Mets yearbook, Shea Stadium, Flushing, New York. The zip code at Shea Stadium is 11368. 11368. And so when you ride in, enclose your zip code on your return address. It'll speed things up. You'll enjoy having the Mets yearbook in your baseball library, and I'm sure you'll thumb through it many times between now and the end of the National League campaign. Right here, we'll be going to the ninth inning. Cincinnati in front by a score of 4-2. While we're waiting for the top of the ninth, we'll pause for station identification. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.
This is the voice of the Mets in the Great Northeast, WGY Schenectady, a General Electric station. The time, 28 minutes past 10.
Larry Benar throwing in his warm-ups to Johnny Stevenson. Houston won a doubleheader from Chicago this afternoon, winning 5-1 and 4-2. The Astros are now 20-12 on the year, 2 games out of first place. They've won 15 of their last 19, and they've been winning on the road. They're in the ninth inning at Philadelphia. The Phils lead the Cardinals 4-3. Ray Culp in relief of Jim Bunning. Pittsburgh tied up the Braves. It's 2-2 at the end of 6. Mickelson has relieved Law. Ken Johnson going for Atlanta. Giants and Dodgers not yet underway. Darren Johnson leading off as we go to the ninth inning. Darren has a single and a double, 2-for-3, and 2 runs batted in. It's low outside, ball 1. The Tigers' Bill Freehan hit a 2-run homer in the fourth inning at Detroit, so now it's the Yankees 5, the Tigers 2, at the end of 4. Mel Stottlemyre for the Yankees, Orlando Pena in relief of Mickey Loley. Change up by Larry inside, 2 balls and no strikes. Washington knocked Sonny Siebert out of the box in the sixth inning. They scored 3, and they now lead Cleveland 4-0 after 5.5, with Pete Rickard on the mound. Red Sox had a chance to knock off the Orioles. They got a run in the top of the 10th inning, and they lead 2-1. Ground ball back to the mound, but Arth has it. Throws to first, and Darren Johnson is out. One away, nobody on. It will bring up Leo Cardenas, who tonight has gone 0-3. So now in Baltimore, the Birds are hitting in the last of the 10th inning, trailing 2-1. Earl Wilson, the Red Sox pitcher. Kansas City won the first game of a twin-eyed doubleheader from California, 7-1. A 4-hitter for Jim Catfish Hunter, his 3rd win. Marcelino Lopez was the loser. Benarth out of his windup, the pitch to Cardenas down in the dirt. 1 ball, no strike. Minnesota leading the Chicago White Sox 4-1 after 5.5, and they have Mudcat Grant on the mound. Mudcat, if he wins tonight, will be 3-3 on the year.
Oh.
Lines and pitches. It's fouled back into the crowd. No play. One ball, one strike. Delivery. And the curve is outside and low. Two balls and a strike. It's over at County Mac Stadium now. The Phillies, with three in the sixth and one in the seventh, came from behind to beat the Cardinals tonight 4-3. Ray Culp, the winner in relief of Jim Bunning. Bob Gibson, the loser. Gibson now has won three and lost five. He's lost some tough ball games. A swing and a miss. And the trade with Philadelphia came back to haunt St. Louis tonight. Bill White hit a big one, a two-run homer in the sixth inning. Former Met Charlie Smith homered in the fourth and nobody on for St. Louis. Final score, Philadelphia 4, the St. Louis Cardinals 3. 2-2 on Leo Cardenas. Two-two delivery. Just got a piece of it, a foul ball off the mask of Johnny Stevenson. Day game tomorrow at 2 o'clock with Jack Fisher hooking up against Jim O'Toole. Fisher snapped the Giants' 12-game win streak last Saturday here at Shea. Mets then won the rubber game from the Giants on Sunday on a nifty four-hitter by Rob Gardner. Two-two. Strike three called. A good sinker on the outside corner of the knees. So Larry Benares, after yielding a bunt single to Pete Rose leading off in the eighth inning, has now retired five in a row in relief. Johnny Edwards has singled to right, walked twice, and popped to short. That old bugaboo, the base on balls, has been the thing that has hurt the Mets in tonight's game. Although, in fairness to the Mets pitching staff, they have been very good at not giving up many walks. This is the first ball game, I believe, they have really been hurt by a large number of walks. Inside and low, it's ball one. Zach Hamilton walked six in four and a third. Gordon Richardson walked two, though one of the two was intentional. Dennis Rybant walked just one. But a total of nine walks. And that's tough to overcome. Next pitch on the way. A strike on the outside corner. One ball, one strike. Two of the four runs scored in this game tonight by Cincinnati walked home from third base on a walk with the bases loaded. The other two runs, Darren Johnson doubled one in, and Tommy Helms with an infield hit knocked one in. 1-1 pitch to Johnny Edwards. A ground ball slashed towards second. Great backhand stab by Hunt. He got him. Beauty of a play by Ron Hunt. He took a base hit away from Johnny Edwards, racing over, then reaching across the body and making the backhand stab and righting himself and rifling the throw to first in time. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left on. At the end of 8.5 innings, Cincinnati Reds 4 and the New York Mets 2.
20 years ago, in 1946, a three-line classified advertisement requested anyone who had recovered from multiple sclerosis to please communicate with MS patient. That advertisement marked the beginning of the National Multiple Sclerosis Society and 20 years of intensive and dedicated research to find the cause, prevention, and cure for a century-old medical mystery. MS, multiple sclerosis, is a disease of the brain and spinal cord. Called the great crippler of young adults, it can mean long years of increasing disability, often eventual paralysis. The cause, prevention, and cure remain unknown, but much has been learned, and the research program of the MS Society is bringing nearer the day when MS will mean mystery solved. You can help. When the MS volunteer calls, give generously.
Tommy Harper goes to left field, replacing Darren Johnson. Cincinnati leading by 2 runs, 4-2, last of the ninth inning. And Eddie Cranepool will be up against Sammy Ellis. Sammy trying to snap a 4-game losing streak, post his second win of the year against 5 setbacks. Strong young right-hander who racked up 22 victories last year. Eddie Cranepool has reached on a walk, struck out, fly to left, nothing for 2. Ellis working on a 4-hitter as he throws the pitching slap. Eddie Cranepool bluffs with a bunt, takes it outside, ball 1. Remember, it's an afternoon game tomorrow, the final game of the 12-game homestand. Now, Sammy Ellis with a semi, no wind-up kind of delivery, and a bunt attempt is foul. 1-1. Johnny Edwards may have been nicked on the right hand by that foul ball, so the Cincinnati trainer comes out to check it. Johnny walking out toward the mound to try and shake some of the pain out of his right hand. He was hit by that foul ball coming off Cranepool's bat. Eddie ran up on the ball. He was going to try and drag a bunt with him. So now Al Wilder, the trainer, gets the ethyl chloride out to spray it on the hand to reduce the swelling, try and control it. The Atlanta Braves may have had an injury to their catching staff tonight because they have Rico Carty catching in a ball game. They have Joe Torre and Gene Oliver. Oliver was hurt practically all of spring training. And if they have to bring a catcher up from the minor leagues, it'll probably be Chris Cannizzaro. Chris is the catcher at Richmond in the International League. 1-1 on Eddie Cranepool. Johnny Edwards is all right. Here's the pitch on the way. It's up high, 2-2. Cincinnati well fortified with catching, with Johnny Edwards certainly one of the best. Heavy hitting Don Pavletic has been playing first base in this series, and also Jim Coker. The 2-1 pitch. A high infield pop-up near third base. Under the ball is Tommy Helms right by the bag. He makes the catch in fair territory. One man away in the bottom of the ninth. Now Cleon Jones will try and get something working. Cleon has hit into a double play, fly to center, and popped to short. Leon has had 5 putouts in center field tonight. Al Luplo now has come out on deck to bat for Larry Benard. It's over in Baltimore. The Red Sox, with a run in the 10th inning, beat Baltimore 2-1. One of those baseball stories that has a Frank Merriwell finish. Earl Wilson, the Red Sox pitcher, hit a home run in the 10th inning to win his own ball game. He went all the way. Boston, 2 runs, 7 hits, and no errors. Baltimore, 1-7-2. Wilson winning his 3rd and winning his own game with a home run in the 10th. Jim Palmer, the loser. So it looks like both Cleveland and Baltimore will be on the short end tonight. 1-1. First 4 teams in the American League pennant race all losing this evening. The 1-1 delivery, and it's a foul pop-up over by the crowd. Moving over is Pavletic, and he has no play. It's into the crowd. Right now in the American League race, Cleveland in first place by 2 games, trailing Washington 4-0 going to the 8th. Third-place Tigers are behind the Yankees 5-2 at the end of 5. Second-place Baltimore has been beaten by the Red Sox 2-1. And the Angels lost to Kansas City 7-1 in the first game of a doubleheader. One ball, two strikes on Cleon Jones. The pitch by Sammy Yellis. A beautiful curve is over Frank Recall. Cleon did not like the call by Al Bartik. What a curveball that was by Sammy Yellis. Looked like it rolled off the end of a table. For Sammy Yellis, his seventh strikeout of the game. Mets down to their final out in the last of the ninth inning, trailing by two runs. And Al Luplo will bat for Larry Benard. Cincinnati with 13 left on in this game tonight as a result of 9 walks surrendered by Mets pitchers. Good relief job by Larry Benard. He yielded a bunt single to Pete Rose, the first man to face him, and then retired 6 men in a row. Dennis Rybant turned in another strong job. Dennis in 2 2/3 allowed no runs, just 2 singles, both infield hits. Now the pitch, and it's on the outside corner to Luplo for a strike. Starting pitcher Jack Hamilton had good stuff tonight. You can see he was exploding that fastball. Jack was bothered by that old bugaboo wildness in this game tonight. Inside and high, 1-1. Hamilton walked 6 in 4 1/3. Chuck Hiller is out on deck. The 1-1 pitch. A swing and a miss and a breaking ball. 1-2 on Al Luplo. Al's ankle is still very tender as a result of a spike wound. He wears the shin protector. Keep from fouling a ball off on that sensitive area down by the ankle. Now Ellis sighting in on his target. It's 1-2, and the pitch to Luplo. A ground ball to second base. Pete Rose is up with it, throws to first, and the Reds win it. Sammy Yellis goes the route, pitching a strong four-hitter. In the ninth inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on. Final score, Cincinnati 4, and the New York Mets 2.
And that's the Mets baseball for tonight, brought to you by Rheingold, New York City's largest selling beer. And what a remarkable thing that is. In New York, a city of so many different people with different tastes, one beer has become the favorite, Rheingold Extra Dry. They don't know why so many people like their beer, but they must be doing something right. Today's game is also brought to you by WGY, your sports station for the Great Northeast. WGY will bring you the full schedule of the Mets' regular season games live from major league parks throughout the country. Join us tomorrow at 1:55 when we'll present another exciting New York Mets baseball game over 8:10 on your radio dial.